escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia.
Taking it
points Brooklyn north, side. South, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
I'm chilling, man. Saw you Saturday. I wanted to tell you this off the top, man. So I was out at my in-laws yesterday. Happy birthday to my little niece, Amelia.
She turned
4 years old, B.
All right, bro.
Dude,
after them years, bro.
You know what's nice is being at this, you know, my wife is the oldest of four sisters. So all her younger sisters now have little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Being out of like the baby zone is nice. especially because my in-laws have a pool, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to really stay on top of 3-year-olds at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of, it was like a birthday party. So there was a decent crowd there and I'm friends with some of the guys and the tour championship's going on. And I was basically just inside watching golf the whole time. And
hold on, I gotta back you up a little bit.
Uh-oh.
You say my niece's birthday.
Yeah.
And you say you're friends with some of the guys.
Yeah.
I would hope you're friends with your sister's.
Sure.
Your brother's in-laws. Yeah. I'd be friends. Huh?
Friends with them too. I was trying to say there were other people besides just the family.
There we go.
Friends with everybody.
Like JP don't like the family.
No.
Hell with all y'all.
Everybody's good. But dude, like various points, like other of the guys would come in and they were like, dude, how do you get to just stay in here? I was like, my kids could swim, dude. Like, I'm chilling. I don't need to be out there watching every
y'all
second.
Y'all started too damn late. Don't blame me.
My kids have been demanding I do a belly flop all summer.
Did you?
Yesterday was belly flop day.
Mm.
I'm going to assume they're not in the car listening right now. I kind of wimped out at the last second and gave myself a little cushion. My arms went in first, so it was still.
So you cheated?
Kind of, yeah. I'll own that. But they thought it was great, so all's well. So I got in, belly flop, wrestled
Ainsley,
with them.
Get him when you see him.
I wrestled with them in the pool, threw them around for like 5-10 minutes. But there were so
then
many.
Then you were tired?
No, there were so many little kids that like I couldn't really throw them around because there would be like a kid, you know, holding a noodle right next to us. Yeah. I was like, all right. And then I was like, I got to go help my mother-in-law. I got to go help Gigi with the chicken. And they're like, you do? I was like, yeah. And I just went back inside and watched the golf. But what I wanted to tell you is Lou and Joyce, who you know, my mm-hmm. in-laws, both said they watched Saturday's broadcast. And Lou said, because, I mean, you've met my father-in-law mm-hmm. a number of times now, and a lot of those times weren't the best times for this football team. And he said it's so encouraging for fans to hear B. Mitch be encouraged by the organization. And he said that came through in the broadcast.
Cool.
Just like that. Just that, like, you believe in how they're operating.
Yeah, yeah. I understand. Like, hey, thank you, Lou. But the thing of it is, man, like, I know what people focus on and discuss, but you got to realize at this time of the year, these coaches are looking at individual players, individual plays. Who quit? Who came through at the end? Who made some plays even in that game? It wasn't a nice game to watch.
No.
But who were the people that still showed up? You know, all those things matter. And I think as fans, as much as we, and y'all get mad at me, but I'm just giving you the truth. Fans like to act like they know it all. But this time of the year when I find out many of them don't know a lot, they look for one thing, a score, which in the end doesn't make one difference at this time of the year. It's the evaluations that are going on, you know? And I know people say, well, why play the game? Well, you play the game because you want to put people in certain situations to see how they're going to handle it. But ultimately, there were some guys that still showed up. There were a lot that showed that they can't do it at this level, you know? And like I said at the beginning of the game, this could be the end for some people and the beginning for a lot.
Yeah, I think, you know, as far as guys that may have actually impressed or helped their roster spot, you could say Yankoff, but he was there last year.
Yeah.
But one kid that stood out to me, really, Cahill. The undrafted linebacker.
On every damn tackle there,
man. Yeah, man.
I love him. The thing about Yankoff, like, the Sinnott-Yankoff thing, that's a real thing. Those two dudes are battling for playing time. And Yankoff has been the guy who's been very consistent on special teams. And this year, it started to show I'm capable of being the tight end as well. But you know what he does well, too? Blocks. But when he started to run, I thought he was about to walk away from them dudes, dog. I wish he could have.
I thought he almost
would. I would have loved to see it.
Yeah, me too. I think Cahill was good. Yankoff was good. What's funny, the other thing my father-in-law said, he's like, man, B was just so excited and happy about this team and trying to explain that this is about evaluation and not the score. The one thing that pissed him off, though, was when that kid didn't come up and catch the punt.
Yeah. Why, man? Listen, you go catch that ball, you save 10, 15 yards for your team. You know, and I think that's the thing. Like, some people have the mindset, like, when they back for the pooch punt, my thing is decision-making. You save 5 yards, 10 yards, it can make a difference at the end of the game. You know, you let it hit the ground, it can bounce and hit your guy, it can bounce and go back towards the goal line. You want to save all those things. And I just thought he could have caught it.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to get into that game. We have a very busy show. We're going to do our roster predictions. Nikki Jabal is going to join us with her roster predictions. Nikki's coming at noon. We're going to go to Philly early here, 10:30. Dave Zangaro is going to join us, try to kind of figure out what's happening with the Eagles. Clearly, I think Washington designed their offseason to go after the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
And then
they're in your division. They won the title. You got to see them twice a year.
Right. At 1 o'clock, Kevin Clark from ESPN is going to join us, which should be really cool. We will probably start to see some cuts leak out today.
Some of them started yesterday.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jeff and I were talking about this. Like, and I said this back before the rule changes, but I certainly feel it now. One thing that's pretty telling to me, so people understand, like, the team issues a media schedule, right? Like, they let us know what the schedule is going to be kind of for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And for the next 2 weeks, because eventually we got the, you know, this week's a really funky, weird week.
Yeah.
And then next week will be kind of down to business.
Real
week one.
Yeah.
But the Commanders, Dan Quinn and Adam Peters expected, maybe it'll just be DQ, but I'd expect to hear from both DQ and AP, will have a press conference once the final roster is set.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be after roster cuts. Now, they don't want to talk until the practice squad is set.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people need to understand that is really, really telling how they view this process. Like, people get caught up in the final 53, But to them, it's a 70-man roster. And it's really 71 with the international pathway. But that's totally, in the weeds. But and I just think it is important for folks to kind of realize that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I hopefully that kind of – like if the team is doing it that way, that should help fans understand that, you know, the attempt to get to 53 is important, certainly. But, like, they view it holistically. And there are some specific things, I think, for us to talk about. I think people are worried about Terry at this point. Unless it's Thursday of week one. So, like, what would that be?
Next week.
11 days from now?
The 4th.
I'm not worried. And I know I've been saying that for months now, and it's been annoying to people. And maybe there's some, like, pushback to Terry that has started now that I don't necessarily agree with.
But the whole thing about, listen, Jay, I feel it coming, and I'm not going to even much get involved with it. Once he's there, whether it's a new deal or not, now people are going to want to dissect all of that. You want him on the field, and he gets on the field, be happy about him being on the field, and let's move forward. You can't dissect every little aspect of it to try to make it fit a lot of these narratives. The ultimate thing is you want him to play football. If he's out there playing, it's all that matters to me, no matter how it happens.
Yeah, I think all of the feelings, all of the issues, as soon as Terry catches that first 23-yard touchdown, all water under the bridge, man. All water under the bridge.
You hope. You hope.
I would. I'd be. You're right. I mean, hope. You never know.
That's all
I guess.
Can say, man.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The other thing that's going to happen is, like, there's going to be a lot of angst over these roster cuts. I do want to have a conversation about the quarterback position and the third quarterback versus a practice squad quarterback. We'll get to all that. But I got to ask, did you watch the golf yesterday?
A little bit.
I was really rooting for
Fleetwood.
Yeah.
Yeah. He finally came through with it, man. And listen, bro, you have to go through those things like that. Because he's had those chances and he faltered. This time, he put the pressure on the people behind him. He stayed solid, and he made them have to go for it. And when people, because Bradley, Keegan Bradley was forcing, left that thing out, put it in the water. You know, Scotty even looked uncharacteristic in some things he did. But when you stay solid, if you already, like what Tiger would do, when Tiger was leading, he'll go out there and put par, 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 par. You know, people have to start making birdies. and he can always turn it on. Like, if you're playing in a match play with somebody, if you're getting par, they got to go get birdie. So I think when people go and play for birdie early, and the guy behind you, if he now could be easy because you're forcing, get a par, make him get birdie, especially if you're leading.
Dude, if anybody has issue with how Fleetwood played down the stretch, you're just an idiot. If you have a 3-stroke lead with 3 holes to play, play for par.
Hell yeah.
And there's a number of things. I was really happy for Tommy. He had never won in America. Mm-hmm. And to do so in that tournament, which, listen, it's not a major, and it's not the Players, which is more elevated, but the Tour Championship is a big deal, especially if you're a golf fan, right? So I was really happy.
Wait till you see that. Wait till that hit his checking account. How
yeah, that's
feel.
Definitely a big
deal. He won't care about what people think.
But, dude, so like I said, I got to watch a lot because I was at a 4-year-old birthday party. And my wife, Laura, gave me a hard time at one point. I was like, oh, I'm guarding the cake because there was this really fancy unicorn cake. Just another reason for me to stay inside and chill. But, you know, really happy for Tommy. Really happy he was able to break through. But I watched Scheffler's first shot of the day. First tee shot, OB. Pulled it left. He kind of got a bad bounce because there was like this fencing down to the left. Mm-hmm. Where if it just hit the fence and bounced back in, he would have been in play and probably got relief.
Yeah.
But his ball just skirted under the fence. That's so it was OB.
That's the luck of the bounce. Because I can tell you this. Watching Saturday, I think it was, Rory in the trap.
Yeah.
Flies one. Hit the stands and come right back 20 feet. He makes the putt. That happens.
Yeah.
And that's also the luck. Like, when we play golf, we hit it left, right, wherever. You don't find our ball. You know why? Ain't nobody walking over the grass. Yeah. Ain't nobody there to tell you where it went.
Right.
These pros, they have those advantages. Sometimes they have disadvantages.
Right. So, Scotty, first ball OB, I think he took a double on the first hole. But Scotty, you know, keeps climbing back. He was under par with going OB on the first hole at the turn, which is just unbelievable. But
he'll become number one by being average.
When Scotty got to 15, I bet most people still kind of thought he was going to chase Fleetwood down and win it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he left was his issue all day, and he just yanked that thing left, man. It was wet.
Some days, man, you come to the party. And the person that shows up is not the one you normally with.
Dude, so he goes left wet on 15. Then Keegan's trying to kind of hunt Fleetwood down. He hit it right, like, it was right all day. Like, that was never flirting with the green.
Not at all.
So then it all came down to Tommy. Like, basically, if you don't screw up 15, it's going to be really hard for anybody to catch you.
Exactly. And wait, like I'm saying, that's what you do. You find a way to make others have to step out of their comfort zone.
But he sure flirted with messing up. Did you see it? So it came in right, and it started rolling down that bank, and then it held up in that high grass. I think if they hadn't gotten so much rain down there, and it might have been a little more firm.
He could have had problems.
But I was really glad he didn't.
But even the last drive, what he hit over there by the water, what if that thing just hit something and jumped? Because he wasn't that far from the water. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So it just, you have to go through those challenges. So next time he's in a situation, he knows he's capable of getting it done.
I'm really happy for Tommy. Can't help but notice it's only a 30-man field that he finally broke through, but whatever.
The 30 top, right. The top 30 people that were playing.
I have come to a conclusion, though, on the Tour Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really glad Fleetwood won. I think they do this in like car racing where there's the year-long prize and like the week-to-week prize. Like, I don't know if they need 2 trophies or whatever, but Fleetwood now being the FedEx year-long champion over somebody like Scotty, who had just an incredible year, is nuts. Mm-hmm. I think there should be a prize for winning the Tour Championship. And then a year-long FedEx Cup.
Well, I mean, it's just the playoffs, in a sense. They got into the playoffs, and Fleetwood was the one that came out at the end.
Yeah.
Like, you can be outstanding. How many? The Detroit Lions, the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
They were outstanding through the year. In the playoffs, they didn't look good. That's how, you know, Scotty ended up winning one, too, and still wasn't there at the end to get it.
I know. He won last week.
Because Fleetwood won one, second in another, wasn't he?
I don't. Was he second in Memphis?
The first one, I think he was up there leading. He was like top five.
Yeah.
And I think he was in top five or top ten in the other one. So he put himself in position.
Happy for Fleetwood. Also, can we – I'm ready to plant a flag as a program. I don't know that you will agree with me on this. I'd like to officially not like Patrick Cantlay as part of the B. Mitchell Finley platform.
Wow, what's wrong with Pat?
So slow, dude. Slow.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, all pro golfers are slow.
Yo, yes, and he's extra.
So my whole thing is, if the PGA Tour doesn't make them play on this regular basis, I'm not going to be pissed. Because if they just ran the tournaments by the rules, make him skip a hole, make him take a stroke, he may speed up. They don't do it.
They don't do it.
If the people that's supposed to uphold this game don't make you do it, why am I be mad?
Dog, they play lift, clean, and place all the time. It's crazy how much they baby the players. Let's do this. Dave Zangaro joining us next. Get the latest on the Philadelphia Eagles. At 11 a.m., we're going to open these phones. We're going to have some roster conversations. Terry, quarterbacks. What about some of these second-year draft picks? I asked DQ about this Saturday afternoon. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.